Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We're gonna build something this summer. We're gonna build something this summer. We'll put it back together. Race up a giant ladder. With love and trust and cramps and hammers. This summer.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. So, what did Brooklyn rock band The Hold Steady build this summer? Well, they've played over 30 tour dates. Their new album, Stay Positive, has reached number 30 on Billboard's Top 200 Albums chart, and they starred in a recent sketch on CBS's The Late Show with David Letterman. Their single, Sequestered in Memphis, was voted one of Soundcheck's songs of the summer. Hailing from Brooklyn with roots in Minnesota, The Hold Steady blend lush classic rock fervor with stories about love, loss, and faith. Two members of the band, singer and songwriter Craig Finn and guitarist Tad Kubler, are with us in the studio. Craig, Tad, welcome back.
How's it going?
Hey, thanks for having us.
So, Craig, I've read in a number of places people asking you to describe what Stay Positive is about, and you've used the term aging gracefully. What does that mean?
Well, it's about holding on to youthful ideals in the face of getting older and taking on more responsibility and being an adult. I mean, I think going into this record, I was facing the idea of being 36 and now 37 and making my living as the singer in a rock and roll band, which is not the easiest place to age gracefully. So it's really talking about kind of not giving up and not settling.
So as a 37-year-old lead singer in a rock band, when you look at, say, Mick Jagger, do you say, oh, my God, or do you say, oh, my God?
When you get to my age, you start to look at people like that and think not that they're too old, but that they're survivors in some way, you know? I mean, just to be able to keep doing it and to maintain some relevance culturally is impressive. It becomes more impressive than when you're 21.
So Tad, what's the origin of the album name, Stay Positive?
Well, something that Craig came up with. Craig, you should tell us.
I've just been signing my autograph that way. I'm always amazed when people ask us for our autograph, but for the past 2 years they have been. So I was saying Stay Positive, and it just kind of got in my head, like, let's call a record this.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, it's been noted in more places than just here that Stay Positive is a kind of a darker record than the previous two.
I think that the times when you say the word "stay positive" mean things have gone slightly wrong, and the idea is to keep positivity up while things might be falling apart around you.
Right. It seems though, Tad, that you know you guys have been going from strength to strength the last couple of records. Was there stuff falling apart? Stuff going wrong?
No, not so much. I think just in terms of you know, our lifestyles have become a little bit different since the band has really kind of taken over in terms of, you know, our careers and the focus and stuff like that. So it's really a constant growing and a constant learning experience. And when you start to there are some instances where you have to kind of play catch up a little bit and get used to new things. And when your life becomes something that you kind of never thought it would be. So there's a lot of adjustments.
But, I mean, you know, you guys are in your 30s. It's not like, you know, you're fresh out of school and have no experience with
this. No, exactly. And I think that, having said that, it also allows us to really enjoy what's been happening with the band and with all of us personally. So I think that we have a certain amount of perspective. You know, we've all been playing in bands since we were teenagers and, you know, sleeping on people's floors and next to litter boxes and touring in bands that were literally falling apart on the highway, some of them burning down. But I think just how we've been able to kind of progress on our fourth record here, I think, is something that we really appreciate.
So Craig, when Tad talks about, you know, getting used to different things, it sounds like, are we talking about, you know, nice buses instead of falling down vans?
Well, it's twofold. One is touring as much as we have. And when our last record, Boys and Girls in America, came out, it really opened us up to Europe. Our records hadn't come out over there. So doubling, you know, really increasing the amount of travel we do and the amount of time we spend away from home. And I can say also for myself specifically, the success of the band, you know, we're still far from a household name, but it's made us in public figures. And I know that that's changed the way I look at social situations, for instance. It's changed me as a person.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, just going out and, you know, especially in the blog, in the era of blogs, you know, I go out and then, you know, it's reported. I've seen reported what I had to drink at a bar in a blog by someone who didn't introduce themselves to me, you know, uh-huh. and then that changes the way you live your life.
So the crucible of touring often is what, you know, when you get to this point is often what tears a band apart. Yeah. Just as that, how has it been for you guys to now be in this kind of constant touring on both sides of the Atlantic?
Well, it's exciting because it's still growing. I think probably, I'm guessing, a lot of bands fall apart when it starts to plateau and it's just more of the same. So for us, I think it's been very exciting in that, you know, you get to go to new places. And I really hadn't traveled much up until 2 years ago. And, you know, since then, we've really been literally around the world.
Were you actually ever sequestered in Memphis?
No. I have been subpoenaed, though.
I didn't read that about that on the blog.
I have not been sequestered in Memphis. But through the touring, we've toured enough to know that Memphis and Texas are two good places to get into trouble.
The song is the single from The Hold Steady. The new album is called Stay Positive. The song is Sequestered in Memphis.
It started when we were dancing. It got heavy when we got to the bathroom. We didn't go back to her place. We went to some place where she can't sit. She said, I know I look tired, but everything's fried here in Memphis. Now they want to know exactly which bathroom to. Doesn't make any difference, it can't be important. Yeah, sure, I'll tell my story again. In barlight, she looked alright. In daylight, she looked desperate. That's alright, I was desperate too. I'm getting pretty sick of this interview. Subpoena in Texas, sequestered.
Song is Sequestered in Memphis. The Hold Steady from their new album Stay Positive. We're speaking with singer and songwriter Craig Finn and with guitarist Tad Kubler. And Craig, to me, there are lots of things on this album that are kind of different from what's come before, but the biggest is your singing voice. I mean, you know, the first four records, three records, it was this kind of delivered, pitched speech thing.
Have you
been taking lessons?
I have. I took some lessons on this record, mainly just to keep my voice in better shape, and you know, so we could have longer sessions while we were making the record. And the vocal coach I used, Jim Carson, who was great, said, "I'm not going to be able to teach you to sing per se, but I can make what you do better." And what he really did is make sure I knew how it should feel when it was coming out of my, you know, through my throat.
So he wasn't willing to call what you do singing?
I think that that's probably true. But I mean, the other thing is with all the touring we've done, we've just spent so much time around our instruments and what we do that I think, you know, probably Tad's become a better guitar player, Galen's become a better bass player. Just everyone, the comfort level and the confidence goes up because, you know, we're doing it almost 365 days a year.
Now, Tad, has it changed for you and the rest of the band to have this kind of change up front in what Craig is doing?
Yeah, for sure. I think that it allows, like in terms of writing musically, you know that Craig's voice, rather than just being a storyteller, is going to be also another instrument in the mix, and you can use harmony and melody that way a lot, you know, a lot more, and it allows you to I don't want to say play less, but also knowing that there's going to be a sixth, you know, kind of a sixth
melody
part of the equation,
yeah.
In Craig's voice.
So do you have to give him more space now?
We've never
you can take
aired.
It on a
we've
personal
never aired on
level
that side.
Or a musical level.
No, the space for Craig is always. That's always something we want to make sure that we. That's a real commodity. So.
Right. You know, you guys probably heard the first half of the show. We're talking about, you know, liner notes and putting lyrics and stuff. And, you know, Craig, one of the things with a kind of spoken delivery the way you've done over the years is, you know, the lyrics are pretty plain, and as soon as you start to sing, they become less intelligible, yeah. And you need those lyrics.
Yeah, that's
printed.
True. I think that's very true.
And so you've got them all on the CD booklet. So are you a liner notes fan?
Yeah, I am. I'm kind of a music geek, so I grew up, you know, memorizing and rereading the notes from your favorite record, and you know, I think for like a band like us, or not, you know, any band in the modern age, I think you want to think about kind of appealing to all the different, you know, you can easily put your stuff up on iTunes and the people who don't care are able to deal with it that way. But, you know, then we even have a gatefold double vinyl release of Stay Positive, which has nice vinyl and great artwork for the people who want that. So you really kind of have to think about making each different type of music buyer happy, I think.
Does it cost any more to do that?
Sure, but I mean, you don't run a million copies of a double vinyl. You know, you run 1,000 of them and see what happens.
Right. Now, there's, you know, that's like looking back, you know, the gatefold. I mean, you're looking back to the heyday of classic rock in the 70s. Elsewhere on Stay Positive, you look even further back. There's the song Lord, I'm Discouraged, which is the title, but not the song, of a great old Charlie Patton blues.
Which is, I saw that in the Charlie Patton box set, the title, and I kind of took it. It was sort of an inside joke to me because my mother, when she was unhappy when I was growing up, she would say discouraging, and something was always discouraging, and I thought Lord, I'm Discouraged was really funny to me when I saw it the first time.
Well, let's hear what the Hold Steady made of the title. This is from the new album Stay Positive.
Lord, I'm discouraged. The circles of slugtown arise. Lord, I'm discouraged. A new friends of shadowed lies. Lord, I'm discouraged. She ain't come out dancing for some time. And I tried to light candles, but they burn down to nothing. She keeps coming up with excuses and half-truths and fortified wine. Excuses and half-truths and fortified wine. Excuses and half-truths, a fortified wine. There's a house on the south side. She stays there for days at a time.
The band is The Hold Steady. Lord, I'm Discouraged is the name of the song from their newest album, Stay Positive. Craig Finn is the singer, Tad Kubler the lead guitarist. They're both with me on Soundcheck today. And Craig, you were talking before about, you know, in terms of what you give people format-wise, lyrics, you know, gatefold vinyl, whatever. How is it that this band, which has only been around a few years, has such a following with people who are, you know, from that generation, the classic rock fans from the 70s, at the same time that, you know, a concert will have a bunch of 20-something hipsters?
Well, I think the one thing is that hopefully whatever band you're in, you make music that you'd want to hear. And I think it's as simple as that. I think that we make music that appeals to, like, if we were buying records ourselves, we'd want to buy this record. It's, you know, got big guitars, big drums, has smart lyrics, hopefully, is exciting to listen to, is exciting to go see live. And I think that there's a lot of people that grew up that are roughly our age that came through, you know, not only classic rock, but, you know, punk rock or Clash, right, or bands like The Replacements and Husker Du, kind of the smarter, cooler indie stuff, REM, things like that, that maybe we're filling something that's missing for them. I hope that is, anyways.
Tad, you know, there's a lot of kind of allusions to earlier music in the lyrics, and it sounds like maybe you're pulling off an allusion to somebody at one point in the album where it sounds like you're playing your guitar through a voice box, a la Peter Frampton.
Yeah, yeah. It's come up on a couple of records. I used it on the second album, Separation Sunday, and a lot of it got edited out. And one thing I was talking to, you know, when we were talking to John Aniello, the producer, record, did Boys and Girls in America as this one as well. And I think we wanted to try to go into the studio and try to make a little different record than we have, but also kind of really have a good time with it and not so much, you know, be concerned about, like, you know, more try to have fun, where, which is kind of what we did on the first record because we thought nobody was going to hear it anyways. Mm-hmm. So I think we just, you know, we kind of kept things interesting, and it was one of those things where sometimes you want to, you kind of, you know, you need to kind of go to the edge and look down and see what's going on. And that was kind of, you know, my thing. I'm like, this is going to be totally ridiculous.
I've heard Stephen Malcolmus in an interview, I think it was him, say,
founder of the band Pavement,
yeah,
of course.
Call that concept embracing the lameness.
Yeah. so that's kind of that's what we did. It was interesting because they're not as easy as maybe they sound or look when you've seen somebody use one. But yeah, it was fun. I don't have one. I'm not touring with one, but we're working on that.
We're speaking with Tad Kubler and Craig Finn from the Hold Steady. Recently, The Late Show with David Letterman had their occasional man on the street, Andy Kindler, spend some time with the Hold Steady. And here's what happened when Andy, who's kind of a, you know, ordinary schlubby-looking guy, met Craig.
Over the past few years, the Hold Steady have quietly become the best rock band in America, which is about the only thing they've done quietly. I'd never seen lead singer Craig Finn before, but from his voice, I expected the brooding sexuality of Jim Morrison, the golden locks of Robert Plant. Instead, I got this.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, I'm Craig.
Craig, yeah. I'm Andy.
Nice to meet you, Andy.
You look like me. I mean, why am I not a rock star?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you're doing something wrong.
I'm sorry I referred to him as schlubby. So, you're hanging out with comedians now.
Yeah, well, that was a fun thing. Letterman is, some of their staff has been big fans for a while and started to notice them using our music a lot. And we got asked, they came up with this concept, and it was a real fun thing to do. And from a publicity standpoint, also late night TV, you know, people are dropping like flies. So to get something at the beginning of the show is a publicity coup.
Right. I had to stay up late to watch you guys on Conan the other night. You know, you had this reputation as being kind of a bar band. Now you're playing, you know, TV studios and these big arenas, opening for the Stones in Ireland and touring around, you know, this fall here in the States and in Europe. How does the sound, does it expand to fit all available space, I guess, is what I'm asking?
Yeah, I mean, that's the challenge. But, I can say that we just got through with a run through the South where we played little 300-person roadhouses in a couple of different cities. So we're still doing that, too. I mean, part of the challenge is communicating the music and the performance to more people. And it gets more difficult with each person you put in the club, but that's for us to rise to the occasion.
Well, and you, Craig, were mentioning before that now, you know, that you have a certain visibility. You kind of have to watch what you say, watch what you do. Tad found that out the hard way when he told BBC Six that Radiohead had lost the plot.
Well, I think, you know,
would you like to take a shot at you too on our show?
No,
today?
No. As you know, as we do more and more interviews and stuff like that, it's you get more and more comfortable, and you kind of think that, you know, you're just kind of shooting the breeze, and that you know you're hanging out and talking, and you make a comment and jest or something like that, and that's, you know, it really lends itself to what Craig said too, is you got to watch your mouth.
And so, what did you mean when you said that about Radiohead?
Well, I don't want to have to qualify or explain things, but I will say that I also went on to say that those guys are brilliant musicians and they've always made compelling music.
So you were surprised that it became a whole big deal?
Oh, absolutely.
In England, it can get like that quickly.
Yeah. You know? In Minnesota, of course, they're talking about the Twins, Craig. Your hometown team, only two games out of first place. You got a prediction for us for the fall?
You want Twins make the playoffs or not? I think they will. If I'm going to make a World Series prediction that you're going to hold me to, I'm going to say Angels Cubs.
Okay. You're going on Espen's The Show next
month.
Yeah,
next week,
kind of,
I think.
Expert analyst. Yeah. Is that what you're going to tell them?
I'm going to tell them that. I'm well informed about the Twins and less informed about the rest of baseball and pretty naive about the National League. So let's see. I'll try to push my way through it.
When's the last time have been in the World Series?
Oh.
Well, they won their last series 100 years ago. So they're due.
All right, we've been speaking with Craig Finn and Tad Kubler from The Hold Steady. The new album is Stay Positive. Guys, thanks very much for being with us
today.
And that'll do it for today's program. Tomorrow, a farewell to McCarran Park Pool. The waterless pool is going back to its original function after serving as a concert venue the past three summers. We'll look at its impact here in New York. Also, live music by Gabriel Kahan, the singer-songwriter best known for his Craigslist leader. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer with Alicia Abbott. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatow, and we had help today from Alex Lewis. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time tomorrow for the next Soundcheck here at 93.9 FM.